cooking. What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
And you're back in the room.
Audio culture rules.
No doubt, man.
The audio culture tweets are always so informative and positive.
That, man, ever since that really good amp article that helped me a lot with New Zealand amplifiers, which apparently is their most popular.
Oh, crazy. Good to know.
You can go and learn about all the old amps.
I have put in a request for that author, the author of that particular
Why are you
article.
Leaning like that? You're leaning real weird, man. You got a weird arch in your back. It looks unhealthy.
It's very casual, though. Mm.
Is it?
We could potentially be speaking to the gentleman that wrote that article.
Oh, fabulous. There's a great picture of like a Holden amp stack that's like all orange, so it kind of looks like an old orange amp stack, but it's not. It's Holden, and it's apparently Ticket's backline. You know that old psych band Ticket?
That is Kiwi ingenuity at its finest.
Fuck yeah, it just looks mint. I'm like, yo, that was a thing. We did actually do that. I thought New Zealand in the 60s was just... But turns out some people were pushing the boat out.
Some stuff happened, I'm sure.
Hey, you've been pushing the boat out recently as well, haven't you?
We've been trying, man.
With another 48-hour... music situation, not film, although you do it at the same time. Is that on purpose?
No.
We should introduce our guest, Isaac.
Oh, right.
AKA Harko.
Hello, everybody.
Brainchild of 2 days with a Z.
Yes. Don't know why I did that, but it's there.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Mm.
More Zs in general.
Yeah,
it's,
big
it's
thing.
A gnarly letter.
I think it's the NZ thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Potentially. That's what we'll go with.
That's pretty cool.
Tell us about this compilation. You've been doing it for a couple of years now.
This is the third year, and all three of them have been really weird. First year. and it's essentially what I do is I give deadlines to musicians, and that creates music because musicians are idiots, and all you need to
crave
do is
give deadlines.
All you need to give them as a deadline, and they'll fucking do something. And so I do it every year around April. I give a bunch of musicians a deadline of 48 hours to start something new, and then finish it and send it to me. And then I collect all those songs, and they come out in one compilation for New Zealand Music Month in May.
And we covered it off. Basically, there is no specifics there. That is the format, isn't it?
I try to make it as lazy as possible, so I, you know, as less as possible. I in all the emails, it's like, we are happy to have you on board, and use we a lot, but it is just me.
You have to put the in the song. Go.
Yeah.
There's no, like, you're writing a love song.
No, there's none of that. I have such a lack of faith in myself and my abilities that, like, and convincing people to go along with what I'm doing that I just disregard any little thing that could get in the way of someone actually doing the thing, because every year I do it, I invite people, and it's not like I get messages on... It starts at Friday, 5 p.m. And it's not like the musicians message be like, cool, I'm starting now. They just kind of do their thing. So by Saturday, I'm like, is anyone doing their tracks? And I imagine that I get nothing back and the compilation can fall apart.
Just double-checking you got my last email.
I have to stop myself sending those. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, just trust it, it'll be fine.
How wide is the net? And are there a few artists that are like, fuck no, I can't do that. No thanks.
Most people either, like, when I approach them, either don't email back, and that's a no, which is great.
That is the most vintage of the no's, eh?
I respect that.
You have 48 hours to email back.
And most people that do email back and are like, cool, I'm going to do it, they do it. Mm. Every year, I think I've had a couple who have, like, just been like, ah,
the 49-hour track.
And every year I have someone who's like, oh, I forgot about this. I'm going to level with you. I forgot about this, and I did this in 12 hours on the Sunday. And like,
here's a voice memo.
We're actually playing one of those today, which I know about. So yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, it just shows that you can make like pressure is not a bad thing for creativity. You know.
True. We've got a stack of tracks as well. Are these all on the most recent 2 days comp?
Yeah, all the tracks we'll play tonight are from this year's one, which we had 15 artists. But there are two other years before that. Last year, where the weekend actually fell over level 4 lockdown, the first weekend of like stuck at home. So we had 30 tracks make the last year's one. We released an album every week of May last year. That was crazy. I said we again. It was just me.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about kind of the Harko brand here, so it's okay to talk about in the third person.
I actually think we is more of like a, it really feels like a community thing. Like, I just feel like I'm the guy who's like sending the emails, but like I do a track and it's and almost everyone on there I am either friends with or I approach them because I'm a fan and then have become friends with them. So it really does for me, like, it is kind of the heart of whatever kind of community I'm a part of. So
it's a complicated stalk. That's what it basically is.
Yeah. It's me convincing, it's me like blackmailing people into being my friends with creative consequences.
Let's see what the what the results are. Right, where should we go first?
We've got Lucky Boy lined up. Currently on A Rotate, so this stuff does cross over.
There are a couple. There are a few that have made it, obviously,
BG on the Shand.
BFM playlist. You can obviously vote for this as well. You can take his vote and turn 5395. Lucky Boy, then vote is how I'd go about it. No, vote first. What initiates the text machine? Vote.
Vote, followed by the artist, and then your name and your B-card if you just want to say hi.
Yes, it's not. Lovely stuff there from Lucky Boy. We're familiar with Lucky Boy. I do believe plays guitar and Being. Is that correct?
Has performs live with Being and with Phoebe Rings as well.
And Princess Chelsea?
I think Princess Chelsea too, yeah.
Everything got a question.
Lucky Boy?
Now, this next artist, or band, Park Road.
Park Road.
Before we kicked into the segment, you were saying it's very impressive. You don't usually ask bands to contribute to the compilation because it is slightly more pressure.
Well,
it's more work. And New Zealand on Air, if you're listening, that's where your funding should be going, but more into the bands and not so much into the people working on the computers. The bands need the room.
Come on now. And that is the thinking. Like, I would, it's a very DIY project, so like I understand. I'm already grateful enough that people donate their time, 48 hours to make the thing. I don't want to force anyone to feel like they have to spend money in recording or record or do all these things, like hire mics and shit. Like, that would be horrible. But they through their through someone like Georgia Parker, who works with them, kind of approached me and saying they were keen. I was like, well, if you're keen, like, yeah, have a crack. They were just, because I remember seeing them Smoke Free Rock Quest like a year ago, I think.
Very young West Auckland band.
Yeah.
Fresh out of school.
And they were like, I remember them as like a more like a guitar-centric indie band. So I was really interested to see how that would work. And it was quite surprising what came back. And I remember you and I were emailing about it, and you said you were quite into it as well.
Yeah, definitely into this track.
Yeah. It's got a weird, it's cool. It's like a mashup vibe, like a little bit of a drum and bass, drums and guitar, and I don't know. It's very promising.
What the fuck? You just heard Park Road. That was Under These Lights, part of the 2 days compilation. Is this the third round of this? How many times have you done this?
Yeah, this is the third year.
Good, I'm glad.
You nailed it.
I was just doing the weird pulling the fingers with the dub.
And you guys have been like the like one of the biggest, coolest supporters, because I think I've come up and talked about it every year. You guys have been very awesome in leading me on. So thank you.
Community Radio, you're more than welcome, mate. More than welcome.
Very grateful.
And look at the violently good list of artists here. The next up, it's a total round because Krauss is like a local hero, especially to me anyway, I think to a lot of people. And you've managed to wrangle them on the list.
Yeah, I bullied Krauss. Pat lives across the road from my cafe, so I can just scream at him.
Make some music.
Come on, my compilation. Yeah. Krauss ended up making, I think, 2 tracks on the Sunday that I'm just deciding which one to send in. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I've got 2.
Brilliant.
I haven't heard the other one, so I don't know whether he sent me the good one or not. But I really like this one, so maybe.
Sweet. It's called Infinite Wishes.
Great name.
Everyone's sufficiently hypnotized. That was Krauss, and now I'm glad that I'm playing this country Moog record right after some Krauss.
It all makes sense now.
Now, Isaac, aka Harko, do any of the artists send you like a little bio on the music that they have prepared for you, or they just send you the track?
They just send me, I don't ask for it, they just send me the track. I end up just kind of chatting to some certain people. I like to be very like guest-led in all of my endeavors. If they want to chat, I learn things. If not, I don't.
Where can people listen to this immediately without crummy bands in between?
Bandcamp.
You can go to my Bandcamp, or it's on which you can see the full one on there, which is just Harko, Harko.bandcamp. or whatever. but it is on streaming as well. And if, especially if you're on Spotify, which like 80% of New Zealand is for some god awful reason.
Very available.
It's you can go to, you can just search Hako, H-A-H-K-O on there, and I've got like the album. You'll see me appear on it because we're going to play my track next as well. But there's also a 2 days complete playlist, mm-hmm. which has all 3 years worth of 48 hour songs on there, which nice. Is very, very cool.
Very nice.
6 days.
What can you tell us about your song that we're going to play now?
It was really bad until the last hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And I had started it twice. Mm-hmm. And thrown it away. It was a bad year for me personally.
Did you have a concept before you began?
No, and I never do.
Yeah,
with
it was
anything
hurry the fuck
I'm
up,
doing.
But I finished this in like 2 hours.
And yeah, it was basically that. It's like, it was honestly that. Honestly, and I got to say, like, soul samples just save anything. Mm-hmm. And I will say that like the soul samples were the last things added, and it was if you don't try and listen to it without those because it's fucking trash. But I'm moderately happy with how it turned out. It was a good creative challenge to get it finished. I would describe it as Fortet trying to make a Moby song.
It's in the Goldilocks zone of 3 minutes something. So,
bro, I'm a suave businessman.
Is there a time limit on these tracks?
No, none at all. Okay. But yeah, I think the longest has been five and a half.
There you go.
Okay.
I've had a friendly text come in saying, Tracker's flame emoji. Just want to let you know, Texter, I think we are capable of seeing the flame emoji. I see two smiley faces and one smiley face with a tongue coming up.
Flames rocket.
And a rocket.
Flames and a rocket. Two of the most complimentary emojis possible.
It's actually quite a rabbit hole. I did coax the situation one time, telling everyone to text in all the emojis possible, and fuck, it was a colourful screen to look at. It was a beautiful thing. Some of them we don't get. There's some illicit emojis that come up with a little question mark. Maybe we need to upgrade
probably,
the text machine.
Yeah, the newest ones.
Just people fucking with you sending in question marks, the and they're like, oh.
The text machine is pretty much the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, so it's kind of old, but it is what it is.
Oil.
We don't get the money that you text in, by the way. Text in to 5395 if you feel like you need to
as
well.
Yeah, get a B card if you want to contribute to a 95BFM.
Yeah, otherwise...
pretty cheap. No you can time. Win prizes.
No time.
We got a prize to give away after this very interview, in fact.
Support local.
It's also a 48-hour. It's 48-hour film festival. You must be somewhat inspired
did
by
they
this.
Rip me off? What? Another 40? What?
I thought this might be tentative bringing this up, but different medium.
Yeah. I think it's a nice little, you know, it's a nice little nod. Let's just say it's a nod.
At least you're not like, incorporate the word mother into your thing.
Yeah, I learned that, like, people have this mistaken view that music is hard to make. It sounds impressive to make a track in 48 hours. It is literally impressive to make a film in 48 hours. Mm. Like, that's actually fucked.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Making
they
a
do
track
music
is
as well,
not,
I think, sometimes.
Yeah, which is
especially
nuts.
It's the musical option.
Yeah. So,
sons of bitches.
I essentially looked at that and be like, I'll take the easy part of that, which is the time period and the title, and I'll just ditch everything else.
And also, there's no winners or losers in the 2 days compilation.
No.
It's all winners.
Because art's subjective. And you can pick your own winners and losers. Let us know through the texts.
Is there any temptation to put on like a gig for this and just go, oh, like five of these artists are pretty active right now and I could get them out down like a whammy situation or
there's
something?
There's extreme temptation and
just
lots of ideas. It's just the physical limitations of work. I work full time and I do, I run a podcast called Harco Meets Humans weekly as well. And I had like I've got a pop-up shop at Crumb Cafe in Grey Lynn selling merch for New Zealand bands. So it's just like, it's working on boundaries and trying to have some time for myself and my partner and my cat. I would love gigs. I think maybe this year was really great. It was the culmination of what I think it executed the way I wanted the last two to do. Obviously COVID kind of like scrambled the last one and the first one was the first one. And this one went really well. I'm super happy with this. So I think next year might be the introduction phase of that kind of stuff.
What's your cat's name?
Kaya.
Okay.
She's
with
a little torty. Yeah, Kaya.
Okay.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Shout out Kaya. I know you're listening.
Meow.
Stop waking me up at fucking 5, dude. I'll let you out. I'll let you out later.
Now that I know that you're listening. All right, we got Woody Donna up next.
So yeah, shout out to Woody Donna. Like, I saw Bianca, it's the real name Bianca Bailey.
That's a great name.
Yeah, I first saw Bianca at Smoke Free Rock Quest in a two-piece called Oh Boy. She opened for Two Cartoons, moved down to Wellington. I've just been super impressed by what she's doing forever. So it was really nice to have her on. And I think she's going to be like one of the ones in the next like few years, honestly. And again, a band doing it in 48 hours, which is fucking crazy. They wrote... I saw them tracking it. They mixed it. It was nuts. Good on them. Wellington based.
Like in the lounge kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, from what I could see. Yeah.
Brilliant. This one's called You Should Be Smiling. Woody Donna. Shout out to this Texas cat called Martini, the Black Panther. Cheers.
So dry my eyes and try again tomorrow. It could burn up your on my skin. It could burn up your on my skin. It could burn up your on my skin. It could burn up your fools are dying.
It was so good.
Very nice.
Off air, I was just saying that the quality is exceedingly high. Surprisingly high.
It's nuts, man. Mm. It's super nuts. Intellectually, I'm not surprised because I know New Zealand makes really good music, but like emotionally, I do get blown away every Sunday night. I get all those emails coming in with tracks.
I'm curious about the masters. Is there quite a lot that polish up really well on the master, or who's doing the mastering? What's the vibe?
I did the mastering this year, and I would say
pretty close. Didn't they come to you?
Yes, the mastering is like as minimal as possible.
Great.
It's just to try and mesh them together.
Okay, cool.
But I don't make any changes. Whenever you see me, that's fucking going out.
Sweet.
So.
And also like the playlisting. How does that? Do you obviously if someone's going to sit through the 2 days compilation, it must be kind of tricky to sort of place them or. Is this first in, first served?
No, but it's not that. That would be bad. I'm of the opinion that you don't necessarily need to put too much thought into those kind of decisions all the time. Mm. So I just pretty much go by feeling in my own iTunes library when I've collected them all. It tends to stay the same.
How many days after the 2 days does the compilation come out?
So this year, the weekend of recording, I did Bunny Ears for those watching at home, was the last weekend of March.
Okay.
And then that gives me a month to send emails and talk to people like yourselves and get artwork sorted, which is done. This year's one was done by Lily from Mermaidens and her partner Ella. And thinking about painting, they did that artwork and it's fucking awesome. Mm. So it gives a month is enough time. I used to do it in less, but it stressed me the fuck out. But yeah, if I could impart anything about it, it's really all I do is send.
It's like assemble your crew.
I send 15 emails and messages to bands that I either know or don't, but I'm fans of them, and I put an arbitrary deadline on them, and I get a compilation back. And anyone, it's literally at the heart of it that simple. Mm. And it's my way of celebrating New Zealand Music Month, but ultimately I like everyone to have their ways of doing that, you know? It doesn't have to be...
No, you put it like that. It's actually really rude that the 48-hour film festival is in New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah, can they get out of the lane, bro?
Get a lane, bro.
Dude, we get it. You had Lord of the Rings, film. Honey. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Damn, what...
The comedy fest is also in New Zealand.
We need
Music
another month. What's the month with the moustaches in it? Can't be in that month. Fuck, what are we going to do?
We're running out of months, boys.
We're also actually running out of time. We should, we're going to go out on this VSB, aka Van Staden and Bomb Brighter Days power duo.
Shout out Amelia Berry. Amelia did a standout track in last year's one. Having Amelia back in this form, it was like I have to have that talent on here, and it smacked it out of the park again. So big shout out.
Brighter Days.
One last time, where can people find the compilation and
2 days 21 is on the Harco Bandcamp, and you can find it on all streaming services, Apple, or if you have better taste, if you have good taste, Spotify if you just have Spotify.
Pandora if you're vintage. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for shout out to BFM and to you guys for playing the songs and supporting New Zealand music in a way that most people are too lazy to do.
Kapai.
Bye.
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.